Jordan.
All right, that was the Pixies.
The Pixies. My
favorite bands of all time.
Yeah, I just got to see them live, actually.
Yeah, they came to Calgary, and you got to see them live.
Seventh row. Yeah, it was pretty cool. They were all right. They were a pretty good band.
They're all right. They're fucking all right. You fucking asshole.
I was convinced that I had to go, and yeah, they were great. I'm just joking.
Your girlfriend's a huge fan, and yeah. Obviously you're gonna go with your girl to a concert,
mm-hmm.
and then but yeah, when I learned, I was very jealous of all of you.
Yeah, they were old, man. That was
weird.
Yeah,
they're an old band, man.
And
yeah.
Everybody there, it was
from
weird
the
being
80s
there.
Classic,
because everybody in the audience were like old people that used to be cool, and so you could tell like.
Oh, it was probably a really weird audience.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of young people too, but then there was like people in their 50s, late 40s, 50s. Some people brought their kids. There was like four or five like
wow.
little kids there, because people were like, my kids have to come see the Pixies. They have to.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Because they're such huge fans. I would do that if Tool came and I'm like in my 40s and 50s and Tool's still playing.
Yeah, that's true.
My kids will be seeing Tool, man. Yes, no, you have to come see this.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, anyway, what came out this week? Outland, mm-hmm. a great Xbox Live Arcade title called Outland from Ubisoft came out, and
published by Ubisoft. I
it's
can't
published
remember
by Ubisoft.
Really
yeah, I don't know who the developers were.
We'll get it here. Just keep talking about it.
This game. I'm loving so far. It is just gorgeous, the looks of it and the feel. I don't know, man, there's just something about it that I really love. It's a platformer and it has a lot of Metroid kind of elements to it, you know, having to go back and after you get certain powers. The main premise behind it is, yeah, I guess, is it spirits? Like how
it's light and dark. Yeah,
yeah, there's light and dark, and
you're either blue or red, and there's blue or red bullets that hurt you, and when you're blue, the blue bullets can't hurt you. When you're red, the red bullets can't hurt you. And when you're red, you can kill blue creatures, and when you're blue, you
yeah.
can kill red creatures. So you're constantly switching between light and dark.
Yeah, it's very cool
to avoid damage and to deal damage.
It kind of had a Prince of Persia feel to it as well.
It's very Prince of Persia, very Metroid, and very Ikaruga.
Yeah,
which
in terms of the light and dark,
not everybody knows that, but yeah, I mean, this game screams Ikaruga because that's exactly what it was. It was switching between light and dark, and it was a shooter, though it wasn't a platformer.
Yeah,
it was like Galaga, I guess, is if you're going to compare it to the old school, that's what it's like.
It's
yeah.
still a great game. I love that game too.
Ikaruga,
yeah,
it's way too hard.
It was hard as hell, but
for me, I was like, I can barely play this. I've never been a fan of shooters ever, though. So
no.
I mean, I like them, I played them, but I mean, I've never been like, oh, gotta play that shooter, which is interesting because the people that made Outland are Housemarque, and they made Super Stardust HD before this, which was a shooter.
Oh, really? I never played that.
So they were obviously shooter fans. They're obviously Ikaruga fans.
And they made a platformer.
So then they made a platformer.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's interesting. I think it's cool. I like the imagery in the game. I love the geometric patterns that the different bullets form.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting. Then you got to move into the patterns and...
Yeah, it's very cool.
The background artwork is just phenomenal.
It's gorgeous, man. It's amazing how good it can an Xbox Live Arcade title can look.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about today. Xbox Live Arcade is where the real... like old school gaming went, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't get old school games like Metroid, Castlevania and things like that. You can't get that anymore other than on Xbox Live Arcade, which is interesting because that's where the real gameplay is. That's where
yeah,
like
the real challenge, like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
Trials HD. That shit's hard, man. You got to be skilled in order to play those games.
Yeah. You know, if you really think about it, most of the games that come out on it are like graphically updated versions of old genres.
Yeah.
Of 2D
gaming.
That's
right. Yeah. I guess that's true. Yeah. Like Trials HD is like Excitebike.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy. Oh, man.
Super Meat Boy is a callback to classic platformers. You've got lots of shooters, like Ikaruga's even on there. We talked about that. And
yeah. What else do you want to talk about? I guess the new Call of Duty expansion comes out today. So, actually, as soon as we're done this podcast, I'm pretty much going to go home and download that shit and play some zombie action. I think this is one of the first times I'm pretty stoked to play some zombie action, man.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a huge fan in terms of the zombie levels in Call of Duty, but This time, there's it looks like there's a story, and you actually work through a level more, and there's an actual... It looks like there may be a goal in terms of an ending instead of just survival. I don't know. It may be just the trailer, and they're just portraying that way because of the trailer. It was an homage to... what's it called?
Dawn of the Dead? Or?
No, well, it was the trailer itself was an homage to... holy fuck. To Grindhouse films.
Okay, right.
And you know, Quentin Tarantino style that he's been doing lately with... what's the one he just did with Robert Rodriguez?
Grindhouse?
Well, not... Yeah, Grindhouse. But what was his film called?
I can't remember. Tarantino's was the dumb one with the guy in the car... Death Race or Death Road or...
Oh, death something. Fuck! Whatever. What was my point? Oh, yeah. So this time there's the characters. Danny Trejo, who's that Mexican that's always in a lot of Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino films. That big, scary, ugly Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Robert Englund.
No, Sarah.
Freddy.
Yeah, Robert Englund's in it. Yeah. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Buffy.
Who's almost then, as frightening as the other two.
Michael Rooker from Walking Dead, man, which I thought was awesome choice.
Yeah, and George Romero's in it, too.
And George Romero. He
plays a zombie, right?
Yeah, he plays a zombie. It looks pretty funny. That's weird. Man. Yeah, it was really weird. But
I don't even know what he looks like, so I'm like, oh, is that George Romero? Okay.
I think it's interesting. I can't wait to play it.
Yeah, and the maps look good, too.
Yeah, the maps look
good. And people wonder, it's like, why is it 1,200 points? Well, I don't know. It's got four Hollywood actors in it, possibly.
What else in video games? I thought it was funny. We were talking the other day about... we were talking because of your Xbox collection, how you make... And you collect video games now. Can't remember who made the point. I think it may have been you that said... But then I'm thinking it's kind of stupid because in 10 years, I might not be able to play any of these games.
10 years? 2 years?
There might not be an Xbox left that's working on the planet.
Yeah, it's possible. If they don't make their next system backwards compatible, it's possible that every Xbox 360 game in the world will be useless.
Will be totally useless in 10 years.
Because we just threw my Dreamcast in.
I don't think it'd be two. Whenever they get... I mean, some systems are going to last a little longer.
We just threw my Dreamcast in, which is a CD-based game with a laser that's reading a disc, and it still worked fine.
Yeah, it worked fine.
You know, so the fact that these 360s just die so easily. I don't know how much of a problem it is anymore. I haven't heard of anybody getting a Red Ring in a while.
The one I've got has lasted quite a while now, man. Almost 2 years.
I think, people are going to have to shut up about the Red Ring eventually because it's seriously not that much of an issue anymore. The last time it happened to me, it was actually my power source that failed and I just had to replace my power source and it worked fine.
Yeah.
So.
That could be the issue a lot of times. You never
know. I went through 5 Xboxes, 3 refurbished ones, and took 2 of them back to EB.
I've only been on 2 but you always leave your Xbox on. At least you used to.
No, but I went through 5 when it was just the power source. I went through 2 before that. So
oh, really?
I went through 5 Xboxes just because my power source failed and I didn't know and I kept just replacing the box and not the power source.
Oh, shit.
So it would work for a couple days and then fail again. It was weird.
Man, that's funny.
And I guess Brink comes out next week, so that's exciting.
I'm really excited about Brink, man.
We were watching that developer's commentary, though, and it pissed me off because they were acting like their movement... effects of having the right button is upwards movement and the left button's downwards movement, like slide or duck, and then it's got a context sensitive ledge system. It's like, yeah, we're the first ones to ever do this. It's like, no, Mirror's Edge did that actually exactly the way it looks, exactly how it looks.
Oh, I don't know about exactly.
It's a little bit better.
It was a lot smoother than Mirror's Edge.
Right. No, it's true. And they do a lot of other cool things, like you're kind of running along pipes and stuff.
You're totally right. I guarantee. To you, they saw Mirror's Edge and were like, we gotta do that shit.
Well, they even showed their little technical demo, which took all of the graphics off, and it looked like Mirror's Edge because Mirror's Edge didn't have any graphics, right? It was just all very straight colors. But
yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it, man. I said I think that's going to be my COD killer. That's why I'm kind of contemplating getting the map pack with Brink coming out so close. Like, it's coming out next week, and you know, I'm pretty sure that it's going to take over my FPS need, you know.
And I'm going to be in Halifax when Brink comes out, so really? I'm not even going to get to play with you.
It's a shame, man.
I know. I'm going to be come back way later.
So what do you think about Sony's apology and how they're giving away a one-month free PS Plus?
1 month free of PS Plus.
Thank you, Sony.
Yeah, I mean, that it's hardly compensation. We're supposed to be getting some other free software titles. Who knows what that is? So thanks for the lack of specification. I mean, what are they going to do? What could they have done? What are they going to mail everybody a box of games?
I don't necessarily think that there's anything really wrong. I mean, has there been proof that anybody lost anything?
Yeah, it's up for sale on a foreign board or whatever.
What do you mean, what's up for sale?
People's personal information. It's like, we have it, it's available for sale, it's on like the black market or whatever like that, and then it's now been increased to 22 million people because their online games got hacked too, like EverQuest, DC Universe, Magic Tactics. All those accounts got hacked too, which they were using direct debit transfers. I had my debit information on there, so it's like now really? Now I have to contact my bank and cancel my debit card, and now I have to call PayPal and do that. All this bullshit that Sony caused. Unbelievable irresponsibility. And I think it's very interesting. It'll be very interesting to see Xbox sales over the next year and to see if there was a jump that started
right
now.
You think it's going
to
really affect it? I think within a couple months, maybe I don't know, maybe not a couple months, but at least 6 months, people are going to forget about it. There's always going to be those diehard Sony fans, man.
I think that it'll long be an argument for why you should play Xbox and not Sony, because Sony lost all your personal information, including your credit card information. Like, that's really bad. That's the kind of thing that would kill a lot of online companies. Like Amazon, if that happened to Amazon, their whole business would be gone. You know, honestly, it would.
Yeah. We've made this argument before, though, and that's Sony has so many good exclusive titles, man, that Xbox just doesn't have. You know, there's how many exclusive Xbox titles are there?
This year, there wasn't many. Previous years, it hasn't been that different. But, yeah, Sony's big on the exclusives, man.
I wonder if they may lose that, though. Maybe companies will stop using them for exclusive titles.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. It all depends on... Sony buys those things, right? Like, that's because Sony actually goes out and pays millions of dollars to buy exclusivity to those titles.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or they buy the developer... Or they just buy the developers. They're like, okay, you're within our company now.
I think Sony will survive. I think they'll be fine.
Oh, they'll
after
be fine.
A year, you know,
they'll be fine.
No problem, especially when their new system comes out.
I'm just interested to see Xbox sales. That's all. I think there'll be a jump, and you'll see it right in April of 2011 is when the spike occurs.
I still don't
understand.
Like, an Xbox is so cheap right now, too. Like, you can really get one for under $200.
I saw 4 gigabyte units on sale for $89 on Amazon.com the other day with a 4 gig hard drive. That's not even the arcade unit with no hard drive. That's
like, how can you argue against getting that? Like, even if you are a fan of Sony, that's fine. It's $90.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, slightly more expensive than a game.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, or for you, it's the same price as a game. Oh, your collector's
bullshit. With my collector's editions, yeah. Somebody wants me to take a picture of my collector's edition closet, which isn't that extreme. It's funny how
You should get all your collector's shit out, though, and put it on display and then take a picture.
Yeah, I should. It's funny. I was looking. I'm like, yeah, it's not that big, but that's because there's a lot of collector's editions hiding other collector's editions. There's like, there's walls of collector's editions around them, so...
And these are just the boxes.
That's just the boxes. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, what else? What else? The games. Yeah, the games are on the shelf.
About. I don't know. I don't know how you roll in your closet.
So outside of games, nothing's really happened in the news.
No, I haven't heard much, especially here in Canada.
Yeah.
Man, I did hear that
we're just gonna go with nothing really happened. We're just gonna act like we haven't seen a paper in the past.
Well, I don't know if I care, man. It's making me so annoyed. For those that don't know, we had an election in Canada here for the leader of our country, and who's gonna?
He's now really got the powers of a leader. They have a majority now. They never had a majority before, and
yeah, they never had a majority before.
I get this. The minority parties made this happen. Like, they were the ones that they called the no confidence vote, and called an early election, third election in 4 years. And they totally
fourth election in 7 years, man. This is our fourth election in 7 fucking years. And right. People wonder why there's voter apathy, man.
Yeah.
Because every goddamn year the conservatives keep getting reelected. And now this time they got even more votes.
Right.
So it completely backfired.
Yeah, it's funny like how they set it all up, and it totally was their demise. Especially for the
wasting
liberal
tax dollars, and like millions and millions of tax dollars go into this bullshit.
But I'm glad that it happened though, because now there's a majority government, which things will actually get happen. Now they can't make another election happen. They have to wait at least 4 years now. And liberals got their ass kicked. Liberal leaders out. Bloc Québécois is done. And NDP made a huge rise.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not, and I don't think you're saying this either. We're definitely not conservative supporters, you know? Like,
no.
I'm not saying this is good because the conservatives won by any means. There's not a single party that really represents my views. And that's a big problem in my mind. And yeah. That would be even a bigger problem down in the States if I lived down in the States, because there really is only two parties, where here, you know, we do have at least three. And now we have a strong three. I mean, the NDP, the fact that they gained a lot of ground and now really the official opposition, I think, is awesome.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
Yeah, no, that's great, I think. You know, it was one of the lowest voter turnouts in history, I think, and it just keeps getting lower and lower. And you know, for number one, I don't think it's necessarily a great idea that every single person does vote. For the simple fact is, not everybody even knows what the fuck is going on. Do you think most of the people that voted even know what the party's platforms are? Or are they just voting based on, oh, they hate Stephen Harper, or this is what a liberal means, so I'm going to vote liberal?
Right.
Without even having a clue what the actual parties, what they plan on doing.
Well, but they think they have a good idea of what the parties are about. They think that it's like, yeah, conservatives are all about saving babies and lowering taxes, and liberals are all about raising taxes and paid for social programs. Yeah, exactly right. It's ridiculous characters. That's pretty much what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous characters that people vote on, and it really. But yeah, I don't know, man. The what else are you gonna do?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not something that I'm going to stress over. And
we were talking about how one of our friends, we just unbelievable how stressed they get over this. Like my whole Facebook wall today, I have so many comedians and artists on my friends list, and it was beyond annoying just seeing the whining, bitching about the conservatives getting a majority. It's like
first of all, it's a democracy, and democracy obviously worked, and they're pissed off because and they're saying Canada's broken and all this bullshit. It's like, well, Canada's not broken. The people that voted for the conservatives. It's not broken. The system, your system, worked.
I realize what it is, actually. I was thinking about it today. I'm going to write a bit about it, because it's, I think what it is Canadians' minds, some of the Canadians' minds are being blown that they're not as cool of a country as they thought they were. That's really what it's coming down to. They've got this image because of Ross Ribligiotti gets busted smoking weed, and we have little blue hats, and we go and we peacekeep around them, and everybody says, oh, you have a Canadian flag on your backpack, people won't bother you. That bullshit
that
went around for a while.
Anymore,
doesn't
man.
Exist anymore. It's like, you know, people, Canadians are going to have to realize.
And I have to do say that the fact that we're not a peacekeeping nation anymore, that's, I think that's bullshit. And
bullshit.
I don't really agree with that at all. And I hate that stance. I hate a lot of the things about the conservatives. And I didn't vote conservative, man. So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not trying to defend the conservatives here.
We're not. But I think it's becoming obvious that Canada is not the cool country that it has the image of being. It actually is a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
You know, that are like a bunch of rich white people that are, that care more about taxes than about anything else, like keeping their taxes low. And it's the same thing as everywhere. Everybody votes with their wallet. It's been said 100 million times that it all comes down to people's votes when they vote are generally based on how is this going to affect my paycheck.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
And conservatives in Canada, there's a large middle class, and that's why they went with, I want to keep my taxes low. And
so I guess the other news that kind of shadowed the Canadian election yesterday was the fact that
there's no other news.
Well, they captured Bigfoot, dude. You didn't fucking hear about that shit.
Bigfoot? But they dumped his body in the water, ocean. So we don't really know if Bigfoot's dead. No, obviously we're talking about Osama bin Laden, but It was cool actually being at Going to Hell Sundays when the news broke.
Yeah.
And just walking around to different comedians in the room and going, I think you want to go look at the TVs in the back of the room. Because, you know, comedians love topical, huge events, right? There's joke possibilities immediately, right?
Exactly.
Like, within 10 minutes, the MC of the show, Ian Wallace, went on stage and said, 10 minutes of the news being released on TV. And he goes up and he goes, CNN just reported that Osama bin Laden's been killed, or as Fox News is reporting, Obama kills best friend. know? And he got a big laugh. I thought that was interesting. I wonder how many other comedians around the world were made, like, how soon did he get the jump on the first big laugh on an Osama bin Laden death joke, right? Because it was within 10 minutes. So it's like, because we were at a comedy show when it happened. But anyway, so...
The whole thing itself, I don't know if I, you know, I got a lot of views on it, and the whole thing's kind of squirrely and gray, and you just don't know, and a lot of people talk about, well, where's the picture, and, you know, just the fact that they dumped his body at sea, and they said it was out of respect for Islam, because they have to bury the body within 24 hours, but then... You know, members of the Islamic community are pissed off because they buried him at sea. So were they really trying to respect
it? I don't know where you read that.
I think I heard it on Howard Stern a couple of times. He like read that in his news, but
yeah, Howard Stern.
Well, I'm not saying he's
people
like,
are pissed, but it's not because they buried him at sea. People are pissed because they love the guy over there.
Well, obviously, I mean, but yeah. I thought it was kind of weird that the Americans immediately went to dancing and celebrating in the streets.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of Muslims dancing and celebrating in the streets on our news.
Yeah.
On September 11th.
Yeah, it was really kind of creepy.
It's creepy. A man was killed, great, and he was a bad man, but wow, dancing, celebrating in the streets. I was watching a hockey game. They had a special ceremony.
And dude, people are crazy over it. Like, I've heard some interviews with soldiers, like, going off about really fierce, harsh, like, shit. Like, fuck that fucker, you know, we should have dragged him through the streets of New York behind a truck and blah, all this kind of shit. And when I was over in Iraq, I just fucking, you know, we ambushed this village once, and I couldn't even tell you how many people I killed. It was fucking awesome. It's like, well, is it really awesome killing people? It seems kind of not awesome to me. I love killing people in video games. That's awesome, but
it's fake.
I don't necessarily think fake. I would love killing people in real life. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of a downer, man, and take a part of my soul almost every time I did. Just
there's a great quote going around on Facebook that a bunch of people are quoting. What?
I just want to say, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not an anti-soldier or anything like that. Like,
anti-loving violence.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying is that I don't think violence is cool. They defend us. That's awesome. They fight for our freedoms. That's whatever, you know, that's cool. But I definitely don't think it should be something that should be celebrated.
Right. I mean, if it's your duty and necessary, you do your duty and you do it humbly. You don't dance and, you know... Martin Luther King had a great quote, and it's funny because a fake Martin Luther quote started circulating on Facebook, and so many people quoted it because it resonated with how they were feeling about this Osama bin Laden celebrating this death.
Yeah.
And he basically said, I'll mourn the death of 1,000, but I'll never celebrate the death of any, not even an enemy, because violence begets violence and hatred begets hatred. And you can't, as much as you want to think you killed a bad man, violence was not the answer. It's never the answer.
Yeah, you don't think like all the terrorists and Al-Qaeda aren't like planning a bigger fucking attack? Like,
of course.
You think Osama bin Laden was the only one that had ideas over there and plans to attack the U.S.
Everybody knows that.
Break, man.
And no one's saying don't kill Osama bin Laden either. We're just saying.
No, yeah, I think it's awesome that I think he was an asshole and a shithead for doing what he did too, man.
Of course.
He should have been put to death. Of course.
And a religiously delirious moron to add on top
exactly
of it.
Like, that's not in question at all. But.
Right. It's great that it happened. I think the reason everybody got so excited though was because it was so cool.
Yeah,
it was just
that
like,
is awesome. The way it went down was fucking cool.
The movie will be great. That's all I have to say. Right,
unless it was directed by Michael Bay.
Well, let's hope it's done well. Right, but where I'm expecting that it'll be a Scorsese or somebody that does it. It's going to be somebody huge because a 4-year operation, gathering intelligence, following the aid, following following back to the place, knowing about the place, but assuming that Osama bin Laden would have more security, and then eventually coming to the conclusion, holy shit, I really think he's in that place that barely has any security, and then going in there and still not knowing until they were face to face with him if he would be there.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story, and it just was executed with zero American casualties, minimal amount of casualties. His wife got out alive. Other people there. There was a bunch of people in the building.
The first reports were that she was dead too, but no, she actually got out and she's injured, but she's still alive. And even the fact that as they were going in, the helicopter stalled. And the and the pilot, instead of aborting the mission, still like, yeah, no, we're going to land this fucker, and then we're going to fucking blow it up after we land, you know?
Yeah.
And then just amazing shit, dude. And
it's so cool that you'd think maybe it's bullshit. Like, maybe it's all just a big, maybe it's a big show and game, you know? Maybe it's...
You don't... What is the truth? You don't know, man. Like, how do you know unless you were there? Like, there's conspiracy theorists think that Osama bin Laden's been dead for 3 years or something like that, you know?
What I hope they have, because I've seen a picture of Obama, not Osama, Obama and Biden sitting in a room with a bunch of other people.
They were watching some kind of
mission. They were watching something, and I'm hoping that every person involved had a camera on their helmet. I'm really hoping so, and I'm hoping that video gets out, because that'll be the coolest fucking video of all time. Like, seriously, if you get to actually watch it.
Oh, man, how nuts would that be?
Yeah.
That you could see him going down.
Yeah. It would be amazing. And, you know, they're debating releasing the photos of his body or not, and they don't know if they should because it's so gory. Apparently, it's like the whole top of his head is blown off and one of his eyes is hanging out. Like,
I'm pretty sure they wanted to make sure that fucker was dead.
Yeah. So it's the photos are really gory, and they're like, okay, if you're going to call us on it, we're going to release the photos of his death and 40 minutes of his funeral. Like, they're going to show the whole funeral procession of preparing the body, dumping in the ocean and everything, right?
That they didn't do a proper
releasing everything to try and squash any possible things. But yeah, man, the dumping the body in the ocean is like, what are you, the mob? Like, it's unbelievable. Eh?
Well, I don't know, I think it's a smart move, because where do you want to bury him on soil? That whatever that spot's going to be, it's going to become some kind of sacred holy land for his followers, and you don't want that happening.
That's particularly the reason they said they did, is that according to Muslim law, if you believe that the body will be desecrated and dug up, then you have to bury it at sea.
Yeah, which, you know, some shit's going down at his gravesite.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It also might be very respected, like Jim Morrison's.
Yeah, because he was really... You know, Jim Morrison said about peace and love and doing acid and drugs.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people might visit and put flowers on it. That's all I'm saying. I didn't mean to make any comparison between Osama bin Laden and Jim Morrison. Other than that, their graves may be both highly regarded by certain people.
That's funny.
I'd piss on it, but...
I wonder how many people will piss on Jim Morrison's grave.
Seriously, well, mostly because they're just drunk and visiting, I think, more than...
definitely. Anything else before we get going, man?
I don't think so. I'm leaving to Halifax and St. John in 2 days.
Eastern tour.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows in Halifax, and that's in, what are those actual dates? Let me get them for you here. May 5th, 6th, and 7th in the Halifax Yuck Yucks, and May 12th, 13th, and 14th at the St. John's Yuck Yucks. And I know there's some people coming to the St. John's. St. John's, Newfoundland. I don't know. Is it St. John or... Somebody's going to make me kiss a fucking fish. That's all I know. I'm going to get there.
Kiss a fish? Is that like a tradition?
You haven't heard of this? Screeched in Newfoundland.
You get what?
Screeched in, it's called. They make you drink this drink called Screech, and then you got to kiss a cod. You got to kiss a fish.
What, is this at the airport as soon as you get off the plane? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Basically, as soon as anybody in Newfoundland finds out that you've never been to Newfoundland before, they immediately grab you and drag you into the local pub and screech you in.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen after my first comedy show, because I'll mention, yeah, I've never been here and I just flew in on Thursday. Yeah. They're all going to be like, all right, you were being
screeched. What if it doesn't happen? You're like, so I've never been to Newfoundland before.
No, like, apparently it's
looking around. That's everyone. Huh? Huh? I've never been here.
The most unpopular tourist in Newfoundland ever. No, no, apparently they take a lot of pleasure in watching you kiss a fish, and they like every bar has fish lying waiting for you to kiss. And
there's a lot of people that have never been to Newfoundland coming into bars.
Apparently, I don't know how. It's probably going to be a stuffed fish. It probably won't be a fresh fish. It'll be a stuffed fish. Like it's not gonna, they don't have like fish in the freezer. I hope. Shit, I don't know.
I bet you it is. I bet you it's a live fucking fish.
No, a live
fish.
Not
a live one, but like a fresh one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway, so yeah, I'll be there. So I know somebody on the board said they were thinking of going, so you know, write me on the boards and I'll get you free tickets. Just
right on, man. Right on. And this was stuck in the middle of somewhere. And yeah, right, you know, go check out our sponsor's website. We're now sponsored by Rip10. It's so go to rip10.com. They got a ton of awesome gaming news and shit there.
Right, yeah, Rip10. I just found out about them for the first time a few months ago because Drift introduced it. It's a great site.
Oh, yeah, man, it's awesome. I go there all the time now.
Lots of good news and stuff, and they're sending us, and like we got t-shirts last week for our sponsorship, and yeah. This week they just said they sent shorts, Rip10 shorts.
We're going to get a whole outfit pretty soon.
Yeah, we got the t-shirt Rip10 and the shorts shit. Together. We should take a picture or something, but thanks for the shorts, guys.
Like maybe they can send us a Rip10 camera then next time.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of the Rip10 shorts, a Rip10 t-shirt with the Rip10 camera.
I'm Joel F. Gardner.
I'm Derek Sweet.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get some pixies on, and we'll get the hell out.
All right, later.
You that I